Introduction to the Accessible TV Guide on Freeview Play. Accessing program guides on your TV can be challenging if you are visually impaired. Most standard TV guides feature text in a small font on quite a visually busy screen. To address the lack of accessibility of standard TV guides, Freeview has developed a solution in the form of an accessible TV guide which won gold at the 2020 Connected TV Awards for advancing the user experience. The guide is available on select Freeview Play devices. What is the Accessible TV Guide? Freeview Play's Accessible TV Guide is an electronic program guide with customizable features to suit people with all levels of vision. The guide supports text-to-speech. This is automatically enabled when you first access the guide, but you can disable it if you prefer. Large white text on a black background and half the number of lines of text that you would see on a standard TV guide. The guide contains minimal information, and you can reduce the information further by filtering programs by type, for example, filtering the guide to only show programs with audio description. Where is the Accessible TV Guide located? The Accessible TV Guide is located by going to channel 555. You can either access this via the remote control's keypad, the number 5 is the only number with a raised dot present, or by using your voice if you have a TV linked to either Alexa or Google Assistant. When can I use the Accessible TV Guide? This will depend on if you have a Freeview Play device that is compatible with the Accessible TV Guide. On Freeview's website, there is a list of compatible devices. Freeview will be rolling out the Accessible Guide to more devices over the coming months. To access the guide, your TV needs to be connected to the internet, and you need to ensure that it is retuned with the most up-to-date channel listings. How does the Accessible TV Guide work? Setting up the guide. On your first visit, you will be asked to set your preferences. Text to speech is automatically turned on for your first visit, but you can turn it off if you prefer. You can also adjust the other text to speech settings such as voice, volume, and speed. You can also set filters so that the guide only displays audio described programs, programs with subtitles, and or programs with sign language. To move through the preferences, use the up and down arrow controls on your remote control, and to select a preference, press the OK button or equivalent. Once you have set your preferences, press the right arrow on your remote control. Next, you are taken to an agreement page requesting permission to collect data anonymously to improve the service. You can opt in by pressing right arrow or opt out by pressing down arrow. Either will bring you to the TV guide. The next time you access this service, you will be taken straight to the TV guide, but you can change these preferences in the future by selecting the settings option. Using the guide. Once you have set up your preferences and every time you access the guide afterwards, you will always start from the same point. The focus will be on the channel, which starts with BBC One. You can scroll through the channels using the left and right arrow keys. To change the day, press the up arrow and then use the left and right arrows to scroll through the days. You can go up to 7 days into the future. To find out what is on the date and channel selected, use the down arrow to get to the programs. When you are on the program selection, use the up and down arrows to scroll through. If you find a program you want to watch and it is being broadcast at the time, you can press OK to go straight to the channel.